Welcome to Impact, exposing the issues, investigating the facts with guests and commentary on the issues that affect you and your search for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
The opinions and views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management or ownership of KTMP 1340.
And now, Impact.
Good morning, Heber Valley. got a frog in my throat here. It is the Impact program on a Thursday morning, our last day for this week, and we're going to take the long weekend off as we always do. Paul is absent today. He had another errand he had to run, so he will not be in, but we've got a couple of guests that are going to entertain us, and Representative Craig Powell will be calling in from the legislature about 9:30 to discuss all of the interesting things that are always going on at the legislature. They started on Monday and they're discussing budgets at the beginning of the session, something entirely new. They've never done that system before. But we will be talking to Craig, and I want to also remind you that, is this tonight, January 30th, that is today. Critical discussions by the Cornerstone of Freedom will be starting at 7 o'clock at the Senior Citizens Center. They will be having Aaron Gabrielson of the Wasatch County GOP on saving the caucus system. And for those on either side of that issue, it would be very, very good for you to come and listen of why the caucus system needs to be saved and what the, I call them, buy my vote, not count my vote group, is trying to do. The other featured guest will be John Clancy, an attorney who resides in Heber Valley, talking about marriage and the Constitution. So that should be a very interesting thing. 7 o'clock this evening at the Senior Citizens Center. And we'd also mention, as long as I'm talking about the Republican Party, they are still accepting essays. They got a half a dozen of them up on the website, wasatchgop.com. I think it's com, might be org, I've forgotten. But the essays are what can we draw from the Gettysburg Address, 150th anniversary this year. So that's the topic for the essay contest, $600 in prizes in various different age groups, even up to fourth grade. They're trying to get a lot of the youth involved in reading and understanding the Gettysburg Address, which is only 263 words or something like that, and writing up a little essay. So this weekend is your deadline. Sunday it closes. So if you have the desire to do so, get something in. Write some in. Right now you got an excellent chance of winning $100 in various categories because there haven't been too many people that contributed. Then the breakfast where they will be reading those essays is on, I said breakfast this time. Saturday, February 8th, week from Saturday at Soldier Hollow. Very nice breakfast they put out. And speeches from Orrin Hatch, Mia Love, and the new addition, Sean Reyes, the Attorney General, will be speaking to that gathering. And she said something, but I didn't catch what it was. What was that? What did I say now, Pam? What? Jason Chaffetz is coming too? Oh, I didn't hear that one. And Governor Herbert might even be speaking. He was tentative, from what I understand. And the president of Overstock.com will be speaking there. Anyway, should be a great program. And you'll get to listen to the essays the people had written last year. It was a great one by a 14-year-old, won the entire contest, did a great job. Anyway, with that, let me introduce our guest, and we're going to be talking about some recent meetings that were held. One was at the Wasatch County Council on the subject of MIDA, the Military Installation Development Authority, which is overseeing the Jordanelle development. It's going to make millions of dollars for everybody in the world. Billions, even, maybe. Who in the world knows? And we also have, we're going to get a little bit of a report from the school board meeting last night where they're discussing the demolition of the high school and people's comments on that. So we have with us Gary Oliverson. Gary?
Good morning.
good to have you with us again.
Thank you for inviting me.
And Tracy Taylor.
Good morning.
And you attended the public comment hearing last night at the Board of Education.
I did.
Briefly, what happened?
Well, just so people know, too, if they want to hear the presentation given by the school board themselves, we have a new post on WasatchTaxpayersAssociation.com. So you go to the homepage, it'll be right there, both the MIDA meeting and the school board meeting that happened this week. Both of them are right there on the homepage. So go listen to these meetings yourself and, you know, make up your own minds about what you heard. But last night at the school board meeting, it was a pretty limited presentation given by the school board. As a taxpayers association, you know, we're just hoping for a few more numbers on why it's a good idea to do this. And they did hand out a pamphlet to people that last night. So there were a couple numbers that they did give, and a presentation on, you know, how what's been going on the last 5-6 years since they've been trying to sell this high school. And the presentation lasted maybe 10, 15 minutes at the most. And and then people got to get up and give their comments on it. So.
And what type of comments did they hear? What were the people saying, if anything?
You know, not a lot. Not a lot of comments. Mostly, oh, please don't just demolish everything. People would like to salvage some of the interior, you know, like the theater seats and the bricks to the building, and you could sell them off and make some money. Just don't throw it all in a dumpster, was some of the comments. I guess there were some people that sent emails, though, and bothered to write their feelings on an email, but that wasn't even mentioned last night or even read any of those emails. So,
Did the presentation indicate that that's what they want to do, is tear down the building? Is that basically your conclusion just from what they're saying?
Or just knowing their pattern of conduct in the past. I think they were trying to explain to the people why they think it's a good idea to demolish it.
Did they give a figure of how much it would cost to demolish it?
Yeah, they. It was an approximate figure.
Sure, of course.
And they said it would be between somewhere around $675,000 to $725,000.
That's a pretty narrow range.
Yeah, and they said it currently costs them $45,000 annually to maintain the building between the utilities and the insurance. And also the liability insurance. They've had some vandalism.
Yeah.
And so they did give that number.
Did they ask for more written comments or anything of that type?
No, they really didn't.
Okay. Well,
they said that they would take these comments into consideration. There really wasn't an action item for them to vote to do this yet.
Right.
So I'm hoping they're still taking public comments, and hopefully they're going to give out some more information.
Yeah.
They said that if the building is raised, that the property will actually be worth more money without the building than with the building. They're figuring about $590,000. So just based on
$590,000 of property be worth?
It'll be worth more.
That much more.
That much more without the building on it than with the building on it. But
and how much money would the property be worth, they think? How
much,
if they tear the building down, can they sell it for $5 million? $2
million? Well, let me
$62?
I'm just going to tell you what it's been listed for.
Yeah.
In the last year, it's been listed for $3.9 million, as is.
All right. So they tear the building down. They're intimating they might be able to get $4.5 million out of it.
Right. Yeah. And, and of course, you know, you have to question
everything.
Whether a $590,000 increase in value is worth the $675,000 to $725,000 to demolish it.
Because it's not a guaranteed increase in price, obviously.
It isn't. Yeah. It's what a buyer is willing to pay. Right. Yeah. And so the other thing that was a little concerning to me as a real estate broker by trade is that they brought up the fact that if they level the building, that they'll be able to divide off the property and sell it in pieces and actually maybe even rezone it or replan it so that they can get more money. And to me, I don't know if...
Is that the business of the
Well, that's my question out to your public in the radio land this morning. Is that where we really... I mean, if you consider the school board had a $60 million high school that ended up being an $80 million plus high school, are these the people that we really want to be redeveloping property and trying to sell it for more money?
Okay, appreciate that input. I highly recommend the citizenry to put their comments into the school board before they make a decision.
And you can go and listen to their presentation on the Wasatch Taxpayers Association website. We just recorded their presentation, so they can go watch it themselves. And that's what we're trying to do as the Taxpayers Association, is to get this information out to people so they can make their own minds.
Okay, let's switch to the other subject. A interesting meeting was held at Wasatch County Council on MIDA. Gary, give us a overview of what in the world is going on. I thought that this was a thing that was going to solve all our problems, and now I hear that may not be true.
Seems to be trouble in paradise.
Okay, what happened?
Well, there was a presentation talking about how the splits were going to occur between the county and MIDA and how that was going to be presented, but they were looking at developing infrastructure in the form of parking lots and the portal under I-40 and skiing and everything else. That came to a total of $77 million that they needed to put all this together.
That the county, the cost of the infrastructure. Okay.
Right. And that cost is being forwarded to the developer. And the fee figure that was given out was $16.3 billion in order to generate that $77 million. And that's what they're looking at. The equivalent of 40 hotels the size of St. Regis.
Oh, they're saying it would take that large a development to get enough money to pay for the infrastructure. What they're saying is that the project isn't viable. Is that what they were suggesting at that thing?
I don't know if that was their
intent. I don't think that's what they were suggesting at all. They were pretty gung-ho about development. That was their first idea they wanted to put out to the public, was that first of all, they are 100% behind the Deer Valley expansion that Deer Valley wants to do. And so what they're just saying is MIDA here is this little section over here, but the rest of our property up there, we want to expand Deer Valley, and they're 100% behind Deer Valley. And if you're going to hitch your wagon to anybody, Deer Valley hasn't made a bad move in the last 40 years. So, you know, it's not a bad idea. The only thing is they're saying what it's going to cost the county and what they're going to need to get back to pay for that is $16.3 billion with a B, dollars worth of development.
So they originally said that this meeting was going to be to the residents on the west side and with the Deer Valley, the Deer Crest people and all that sort of stuff. And most of this development is really going to occur on the other side of the highway, right? On the east side?
No. There are 2,200 acres both on the east side and the west side of Mayflower that all encompass the MIDA generated zone. Although MIDA is only going to be a small portion of it within that zone, they want to have the ability to have the power over those areas, if you will. They're looking to pass a new resolution for a new RSPA or whatever they're going to call it in the future to to have the power of development over the rest of that outside of MIDA. They realize they have no influence over the MIDA situation right now.
So is what you're saying, they're suggesting that they're trying to reduce the influence of MIDA in the entire project. Is that what we're saying? Or I mean, it sounds really
confusing. That's what I got out of it.
That's what you got out of it.
Yep.
Okay. Because obviously the whole program up there has been around for 20 years ago, I think it was, that they started this thing, and it was going to be the salvation of the world, practically. The Lake of Dreams, is that what the article told, or something of that type?
Yes, Lake of Dreams. I just saw that article just the other day.
And now we are saying that MIDA isn't going to be the overriding authority, because the MIDA agreement kind of indicates a map there. They got different colors on it, and they had the MIDA thing going over the entire Jordanelle area up there. So they're backing away from that. Is that what it would look like?
That's what it looked like to me.
Interesting.
As well as the inference that they were going to the legislature this year to try and unravel MIDA in order to have more influence in that area.
They're going to the legislature to try to change the MIDA law?
Yes, this is what was brought up in the meeting, and County Council Chair Jay Price sort of hummed and hawed and basically said, we'll see what happens in the legislature, and didn't confirm or deny it.
Huh, interesting. Okay. I think we have another person that might want to come in and talk about this issue. We'll see what happens here. Okay, that's good. I'm glad to see that. So what else did you learn from the project?
Well, and what I want to bring up is the fact that on the Wasatch Taxpayers Association website, there are videos of this presentation. So
okay.
They can go watch. The first two videos of this presentation is Mike Davis's presentation to the public about the equation that would need to be fulfilled to make this all work.
Okay, very good. Appreciate that. And I do appreciate our new guest that just walked in, because he must have been listening. Good morning, Mike Davis. Pull up your microphone there if you would. And we did we did talk with Mike a little bit about MIDA a week or so, and I was really surprised at what's going on with this thing. I wasn't able to attend the meeting, so what's going on?
It's amazingly confusing. And so I thought maybe if I could help a little bit to understand.